Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The special court affirms the dismissal, removal of Chief Justice Roy Moore. We're going to be talking about this tragic situation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the special court of retired judges, seven of these, mostly trial court judges, all retired, sitting as the Alabama Supreme Court, issued an opinion affirming the Court of the Judiciary's 2016 opinion imposing a lifetime suspension for Chief Justice Roy Moore. It's absolutely outrageous. The opinion in the entire case against the Chief Justice is a tragedy for the first time in the history of Alabama. A justice has been disciplined, or a judge has been disciplined, for issuing an administrative order. Under the system, no judge, Matt, is safe to issue orders or render any dissents. It's obviously a system that needs to change, and it's a system that has been politically motivated from the very beginning.
Yeah, this was a politically motivated witch hunt. They got their scalp for now, temporarily. I know the number of Republican legislators in the state, and they're looking at reforming this so that the judiciary cannot be politicized and used as a weapon against people with whom these radicals disagree. They're just an absolute travesty. But you know, Jesus has a way in Christianity. The more Christians are persecuted, the more people are attacked. God uses all things for good for those who love him. He's using this for good. Judge Roy Moore is wildly popular in the state, has a very bright political future ahead of him, I believe. And this may end up backfiring catastrophically for the radical leftists who went after Judge Roy Moore for this scalp.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, this issue from the very beginning, when the Southern Poverty Law Center filed this complaint against him, the Chief Justice had indicated to us on his legal team that this whole system was going to be rigged. And he was not optimistic about the fact that he would get any fair justice there. Of course, you know, we wanted to look at it in a more positive light, but in retrospect, it was a rigged system. No matter what we did, no matter how much we could argue, no matter how clear this is, it was a rigged system. I mean, from the very beginning, the Judicial Inquiry Commission, you know, they were politically motivated. They leaked this information when it's against the rules to the media before they ever issued a charge.
They partnered with the Southern Poverty Law Center for
Christ. Yeah, and then they ended up hiring the Southern former person with the Southern Poverty Law Center to prosecute the Southern Poverty Law Center's complaint. I mean, you can't get more politically obvious in your motivation than that.
And of course, they come out on record saying that they want to destroy anyone who stands for traditional marriage, and organizations such as ours.
The Southern Poverty Law Center
come out,
that,
you know, on record saying they want to destroy us, and Chief Justice Roy Moore, you know, falls under that as well.
Yeah, they want to destroy him. They want to destroy anybody who believes in marriage or will not promote the LGBT agenda.
Right.
They want to literally destroy them. They've actually said that.
Just lying. First of all, abusing the system, and then they're very clever with their use of this hate group rhetoric, of course, where they label mainstream Christian organizations like the Family Research Council and Liberty Counsel and American Family Association and many other well-respected mainstream Christian organizations, label them as hate groups and put them alongside, potentially violent Nazi organizations and so forth. So it's guilt by false association. Well, in this case, they abused this system, the judicial system there, the JIC, to a political ends. And again, I want to reiterate here, I believe this ultimately, this will end up with a very positive result. It's not always what we want. Sometimes God has bigger and better plans, and that may be the case here. But that's the Southern Poverty Law Center, that's the JIC, and that's the radical left. This resistance to all things Christian and all things conservative that we see happening around the country, this is just part and parcel of that.
Yeah, and this special court of retired judges, they basically just rubber stamp the Court of the Judiciary opinion. And that They didn't do any real legal analysis. You wonder if they even read our briefs, or whether they read the affidavits, or whether they listened to the testimony of the Chief Justice from the hearing, because the Chief Justice clearly testified. It's unrebutted. There's no contrary evidence. And it's in the record very clear that he didn't encourage anyone to disobey any law. That's not what he would do as a justice. What he does as an individual is different than what he could tell someone to do as a justice, because that's an individual decision as to how you're going to respond to a particular matter. But as a justice, he has to uphold what the precedent is. And he testified to that. It's unrebutted. It's no contrary evidence. And do they mention that one time? No. It's like it didn't even exist. It's so frustrating. You know, and the JIC...
Well, it's injustice, a total injustice.
Right. Yeah, the only one who was abiding by the law was the Chief Justice.
Yeah.
And the others didn't. Like, for example, the JIC. The rules say if you're going to file a complaint against a judge, a justice or a judge, you have to get a verified complaint from a person. That has to be voted on by the JIC to move forward. If it's voted on to move forward, then the judge is notified of the charge, and then that judge has to be notified every 6 weeks that they're still considering it. If you miss any one of those four, then there's no charge against the judge, or it is dismissed. In his case, for one of the charges, there's been no verified complaint ever. Never. They have never voted on whether to proceed on the case. They never notified the Chief Justice in writing as they're supposed to, and they never followed up at all with any 6 weeks letter. But, you know, the special court says, okay, that's all right. They can do it anyway. Then the other one, the Court of the Judiciary, the rule there says you cannot remove a judge unless you have a unanimous 9-0 vote. Well, the JIC, they asked for one penalty, remove the Chief Justice from the bench. The Court of the Judiciary says, we don't have the votes, in their opinion, to do that. So what they did was, they just changed the name. They were going to suspend him.
Permanent suspension.
For the rest of his term up through 2019, which
salary,
means
no
that
benefits.
He reaches age 70 and he can't run for re-election, so it's a permanent suspension. They didn't have the votes to remove.
So they suspend him.
Yeah. For life, which is removal.
Right. But then on the other hand, you have these other judges who did immoral, unethical things, and they just slap them on the hands for a couple
months. Naked pictures of themselves, of another judge, before the same court of the judiciary, at the same time as Moore, and he gets 6 months suspension. Six months.
Or overseeing a family's legal.
Right. Another one overseeing the disposition of an estate when they have a personal interest in it with the family.
Right.
You know, these are real ethical violations, and they get slaps on the hand. Chief Justice Roy Moore doesn't do anything wrong, and he gets completely removed.
Yeah.
And then the special court says on that 9-0 vote, oh, well, we can't second guess the penalty. Really? Well, what if they wanted to put him to death? You can't second guess that either?
Yeah.
When they don't have the authority to do it? Well, they don't have the authority to remove, but they did. You're sitting as the Alabama Supreme Court, for goodness sakes. You know, it's as frustrating as if you're a mathematician and you know for a fact 2 + 2 = 4, but some group of people, because they have the power to do so, tells you that now it equals 5, could equal 6, 7, or 8, depends upon what we say. You know for a fact that that's wrong. You can give them treatise after treatise after treatise about 2 + 2 = 4, but it doesn't matter. They're going to tell you that it's changed.
They've made up their mind. There's no going back. Shame on the JIC. Shame on the COJ, this gaggle of politically motivated so-called judges, Matt. But, you know, Justice Moore can hold his head high.
Yeah.
Well done, good and faithful servant. You know, he should be proud of himself. We're proud of him. And certainly, I think the voters in Alabama are going to be proud of him.
Well, they're very much supportive of him. So, as you mentioned, I think his future political career is bright. There may be this corruption, which I think people are now very interested in changing the system, but the people are not done, and they have not been silenced. They brought Chief Justice back to the Chief Justice position. They voted for him in that position twice, and he has more mileage ahead of him because he is still supported by the people, and his political career certainly is not over with yet. Not as a judge. But in some other role, he has a strong political career. So keep following the story. What has been intended for evil, God can turn around for good. Genesis chapter 50. So this story is not over yet. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Pray for Liberty Counsel and support Liberty Counsel in this and many other cases at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.